All right, we're going to go right into this interview. It's the On the Road with Dr. Brian King, and he's always doing something interesting. And this time, he was hanging out with the proprietor or the owner of Fat Sandwiches. No, it's Michael Campbell. I was trying to reach for his name. It's Fat Sandwich Company, but it's Dr. Brian King on the road. It's Fat Sandwich Company, Michael Campbell.
I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere.
Folks, this is Dr. Brian King. I'm on the road here in Champaign, Illinois, sitting outside of one of my favorite restaurants in the country, a place called Fat Sandwich. And if you haven't been to Fat Sandwich or Champaign, you're really missing out. It is, in my opinion, the only reason to come to Champaign, that and the girls. That's a,
very true.
A lot of
very
hot chicks in the city. But no, it's, you know, as I tour, I try to get the big eating spots, the fun places, the interesting places. Fat Sandwich definitely qualifies that. And I'm sitting here with Mike Campbell, who works at Fat Sandwich.
Yep.
You work here. You're like a, what do you call it, like a sandwich maker?
I'm the general manager, the jack of all trades, the owner, the, you know, you name it, I do it.
Yeah, but you're not the owner yet. But
not
we're talking,
yet.
We're
not
talking
yet.
So you're in the process of buying Fat Sandwich.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
Mm. So let's talk about it. So how long have you been working for it anyway?
5 years.
Okay, so you've been here 5 years.
Yep.
How long have they been in business?
They've only been in business 6 years, 7 years. They opened one in Oklahoma in 2007.
Uh-huh.
That's when they started.
And then, so you came roughly on like the early stages of their
business. 2 weeks before we opened this location.
Wow.
I got hired on.
No, that's nice. And you have... Do you have a history in giant sandwich making? like, what do you? How do you get this job?
I'm a big guy that loves to eat.
There you go.
As a big guy that loves to eat, I don't mind feeding people big food. So it works out.
They weren't afraid that you would cut down the inventory. I would imagine. Yeah, if I owned a restaurant, I'd fill it with nothing but anorexics. You know what I mean? Little Asian girls, I think, is what it
See,
would
I
be.
Like the bulimics.
Yeah. Bulimics, good point, because they're not putting on the weight, but you could still party.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
There you go. So you've been working at Fat Sandwich for 5 years. Explain Fat Sandwich to people who haven't been here.
Death on a bun. Delicious death on a bun. I tell people all the time, there's a special place in hell for people like me. I don't mind killing you slowly because I know you like it.
Right. that's true.
Yeah. It's good stuff, though. It's just a weird combination of a bunch of awesome fried foods on a bun.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's like they're big, though. They're fat. And started by people from Philadelphia.
Yep.
Like, they're importing, like, these Amarosa rolls
and
stuff and just piling it on, man. It's like you start with, like, a layer of burger, and then you add some, like, French fries and you know, any pretty much fried appetizer, it
seems
like.
Pretty much,
yeah. You know? It's pretty wild. And, of course, you came on after the business got started, but you've been here for 5 years. Have you had any influence on the menu?
I've added a few things, deep fried brownies and deep fried bananas, Foster's.
See, just the fact that you came up with the deep fried brownie idea, you're a genius, man.
Appreciate that.
You, I can see why you rose to management. You know?
That's a big ideas.
Deep fried brownie, was that something that you created or was that an existing?
Be honest with you, I saw at a wedding, I saw a dessert. I said, oh, the brownie cube looks amazing. What if we deep fry it?
Everything's better deep fried.
Everything's better deep fried.
Have you ever had a deep fried Snickers bar?
I have not, but I'm going to try.
It's the greatest thing ever, man. I tell you, a Snickers bar is already pretty
damn
good.
It's amazing, yeah.
You can't get better than that. Bread it a little bit, deep fry it. The inside, it's all soft. Oh, it's just amazing. It's amazing.
That does sound amazing.
So you guys put a bunch of deep fried shit on sandwiches and serve them up to the public. I just had the Magnum.
Yeah, the Fat Magnum, yeah.
Which is pretty good. You have the Challenge, the Big Fat Ugly.
Big Fat Ugly, okay, 6 pounds, 20,000 calories.
20,000 calories in one sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
And you have there's an eating competition. Right?
Yep.
People, if they eat in 15 minutes, they get it for free.
Yep.
How many people do that?
I've sold about 2,500 in the 5 years I've been here.
Wow.
And I've had three people successfully complete it.
Your kid, only three.
Only three.
Have you ever tried it?
Twice.
Yeah, did you do it?
No. I got halfway through, and then I thought I was going to die, so I stopped.
Wow.
Second time I was smart enough to call on friends about halfway through.
Oh, man. That's amazing. I couldn't imagine that. So these guys, they're from Philadelphia. They came out west, started the sandwich shop. serving up this delicious fare to the people. And now they're retiring, or they're moving on, or what's
moving
happening?
On to bigger, better things. One of them's feeding.
What could be bigger and better than Fat Sandwich? That's what I don't want.
Well, one of the co-owners, he decided that he didn't just want to feed people in the Midwest, so he's actually in Africa right now, working with the Peace Corps, feeding hungry Africans.
Nice.
So
is he feeding them Fat Sandwiches?
I hope not. God's sakes, I hope not.
I think it might be a shock to their system.
Yeah,
actually.
I don't think they can handle it.
They're not used to American food.
That'd be like genocide.
That's right. So they're literally moving on.
They're like literally moving on, exactly.
And you are taking over, man.
Correct. Yeah.
So when do you become the official owner of this place?
We'll be getting the process rolling. It'll probably be a couple of years before I get it 100%. But we got the ball rolling now, and I'm just doing my thing, keeping things
nice.
Moving.
You got any changes? You going to make any changes once you take over? Once it becomes, Mike's place?
Once it becomes Mike's place, I'll be honest with you. I love it the way it is. You know what I mean? It's one of the reasons I still work here after 5 years.
But now the original owners are from Philly.
Yeah.
Right? And so they bring in a lot of ingredients directly from Philly, like the Amarosa rolls. They got a bunch of other stuff to make their cheesesteaks legit. You guys don't have Tasty Cakes.
No.
That's a
Philly thing. I don't know. They didn't bring them on. Maybe they were afraid most people in the Midwest weren't familiar.
Yeah, maybe. But that's my point is that you're not from Philly.
Correct.
You're local, born and raised here in Champaign. So how much do you care that you buy your bread from Philadelphia?
I'll be honest with you. I don't give a shit. It tastes great. Holds together a fat-ass sandwich.
Yeah.
And people like it.
So you'll still keep it up?
I'll keep it up. Oh, of course.
That's cool. Okay.
Part of the excitement, when people come from that area, and they recognize the name Amoroso, it excites them. And I'm proud of the fact that our Philly cheesesteak is probably one of the best around because of that.
Yeah. No, it's legit. I mean, I lived in Philly for a year. You guys do a good job way out here and I don't know where the hell we are.
Central Illinois.
I lose track of time. I'm on the road so much. You gotta keep that real. That's good to know. Any other developments that you got in your pocket?
I'm thinking about adding something special for Lent. Get a little fish sandwich in here, a little fat cod.
It's not a bad idea.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you guys don't really have any fish.
No, I got.
So you're telling me about you're going to try something new for Lent, or?
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a fish sandwich. Closest thing we got to a fish right now is a fat sarrastitute.
What's the fat sarrastitute?
It's ironically, it's a female's the lady's favorite sandwich around here. Jalapeno poppers, buffalo chicken bites, mozzarella sticks, ranch dressing, and french fries.
What is it about that appeals to the ladies, you think?
I don't know. Maybe it's the spice. Maybe it's because it's named after half the girls that go here.
It could be. I get it now. Sarrastitute, sorority process. Okay.
Exactly.
Sometimes it takes me a minute. I've been off of college campuses for a while. Are we technically on campus right now?
We're technically in the heart of campus.
This is campus property, this place?
This is indeed.
Wow. So you guys, ideas or intentions to branch out from here?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Part of me wants to expand every college campus everywhere, and then there's part of me that, just wants to make this one location the best that it can possibly be, so that people travel from afar to check it out,
The people, the locals in Champaign, it seems to me like everybody around here is relatively fit and healthy. Having a place like this in an environment like this, like, what kind of customers? You get big fat asses coming all the time?
Well, you say that a lot of the locals seem in real good shape, but what you're looking at is the college girls.
Yeah.
They were in great shape. All the people that order from us are sitting on their couch right now ordering fat sandwich for delivery.
So your average college chick probably isn't going to come in here.
Yeah, right? we don't see a lot of them unless they're drunk, and then their guilty conscience has gone away due to alcohol.
I'm surprised the streets of Champaign aren't completely packed with fat sandwich delivery cars. If that's the case. Just one. There we go, as he shows up. Who's your clientele? Besides the delivery, who comes in?
I mean, to be honest with you, I love the fact that we have a very wide variety of people that come in. I mean, I've got some old ladies that come in as regulars for lunch.
Yeah.
I've got, some of the truckers, some of the construction guys, cops.
Wow.
On a regular basis, I got these cops that come in. Every time they come in, they get at least a half a dozen donuts, burger donuts that's to
right.
go.
That's right. You guys make a sandwich with a donut.
That's right. That's right.
You get a... I was just thinking about options. You have like a veggie burger or anything
like
that? I
got a fat falafel.
Do you really?
Other than that, I'm just sorry for vegetarians.
Yeah, no, I think if you're a vegetarian and you're trying to eat a fat sandwich, you've got some issues.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I think that there's definitely a conflict that going on inside that you should work out with a therapist.
That's right.
Projecting yourself to this menu. Clearly a menu's not kosher.
No. We're across the street from the Jewish Life Center, and oftentimes I'll get them to come over and ask me if I, can cook anything kosher. Not a chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
Bacon on everything.
What you put. You have bacon in your vegetables.
That's right.
Which is amazing how that works out. Yeah, so cool, man. Well, I look forward to hearing more. You're coming back. I come through town every couple of years, and I always stop here for a sandwich. So we'll see what happens when you take the reins. And this is the only location, right?
Yeah, this is it right now. Yeah.
So Oklahoma closed.
Oklahoma closed. Wisconsin closed, and for the Lone Wolf.
This is it. Yeah. So now buying this restaurant, does that concern you at all that the other locations couldn't hack it?
I wasn't there.
That's
why they didn't hack it. You know?
If Mike was, if you had been in Oklahoma, maybe they'd still be open.
They'd still be open. I guarantee it.
Only if you have any clones that can help you expand your business.
I'll do my best.
So you, in addition to buying a restaurant, you have embarked on a secondary pursuit. I guess at this point, a hobby, probably.
Yeah, still a hobby, not a profession yet.
And you started doing stand-up comedy.
Correct. Yeah.
So what's that been like for you?
It's been a lot of fun, man. I enjoy it. I get to make fun of my fiance a lot.
Uh-huh.
Get to make fun of my siblings a lot. Making fun of myself the most.
Could you make fun of your fiance without being a stand-up comic, though?
Yeah, but the crowds aren't as thick. People don't come to Fat Sandwich and listen to me bitch about my fiance, but they do show up to comedy night.
So you're in the open mic stage in your career.
Yeah.
You've been doing comedy for 3 months.
3 months, yeah.
Yeah. And how often are you getting up?
At least once every 2 weeks, sometimes more than that. There's a few different places around here.
Does it feel like an addiction yet?
Yes.
Yeah, because it really does become one after a while. It's like you go too long without doing comedy, you start jonesing. You
know? I start feeling twisted now.
Yeah.
My thought process is skewed.
Well, good, man. And there's some good open mics in town, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones.
Where do you perform?
88 Broadway over in Urbana. It's at Lincoln Square Mall.
God, it's so far away, though.
Yeah, I live in Urbana. So for me, I'm right there. I'm 2 blocks away.
So you're commuting to work.
That's right. That's right.
And Champaign, I'm making a dumb joke because Champaign and Urbana are so close together. But so you do open mics there.
I've got a Cowboy Monkey a couple of times, an open mic there. Yeah. My next one I'm looking at is Memphis on Main over in Champaign downtown.
Do you ever talk about fat sandwich in your routine?
Yes.
Yeah? Give me an example of some of your fat sandwich jokes.
For example, I talk about how the drunks come in and flash the windows and throw themselves into things. And, I talk about how drunks like to piss on themselves.
When you say drunks come in and flash, you're talking about chick drunks, right?
Chicks, guys.
Really? So you get guys
old
flashing?
Old people. I've gotten all sorts of drunk people.
How many exposed body parts do you think you see in a week?
In a week? More than I like to count.
Not including your own.
Oh, well, in that case, that cuts it in half. I'd say I probably see at least 2 tits a week.
Really?
Know?
Yeah. So why do people flash fat sandwich?
Because we're open late night.
That's amazing, too. I mean, that's great. You know, you should encourage it.
Well, I'm still trying to break that old trend of tits for strips.
Yeah.
So
you give, tits for fries. I don't know.
That's right. The chicken strips for tits, that was cool for a while. But then I was like, all right, guys, girls work here now. You got to cut that out.
This is definitely a guy's business, man.
You ain't kidding.
I'm surprised you don't have a group of dudes in the back playing Dungeons and Dragons. You know what I mean?
We used to every Friday.
Did you really?
Every Friday we got the cheapest beer on campus. So every Friday we used to have these group of D&D guys sit in the corner and just get wasted until the drunks came in and kicked them out.
The funny thing is like I could picture it. That's the thing. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It's very much a man cave kind of environment.
Yeah. Really, it's a boys' club. It really is. It feels that way quite often.
No, you got to you got to have a dick to be able to enter. You got to have, you know, it's just balls to even want to eat something called a fat sandwich. First of all,
I tell you, some of the most impressive people that eat fat sandwiches are chicks. And I tell you what, they've got to have the biggest balls of them all.
Hey, who wins? Who attempts the $25 or the
$25? Yeah.
Who attempts the big fat ugly challenge?
Well, God, it's a little bit of everybody. I've had some high school chicks try it. I've had some guys try it. We had Food Network here back in 2010, and we had a bunch of high school athletes try it.
You've been on TV a couple times.
Yeah, huh? Sure have.
Like what shows?
Outrageous Foods on Food Network, something called The Journey on Big Ten Network.
Uh-huh.
We were featured on a couple games on ESPN.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice, man. And with all that fame, has any of it gone to your head yet?
No.
You're a big star.
Not at all.
Take that as your ticket into the comedy life, man.
Well, and be honest with you, it's kind of how it got started.
next time the Food Network comes around asking, just be funny. No, that's how it got started, really? Tell me about that.
Well, that's one of the ways that I started doing comedy was just from people coming into Fat Sandwich, getting to know me on a regular basis, becoming regular customers, and just kind of shooting the bull with my customers. A couple of the guys work at 88 Broadway. And they started messing with me, and they're like, hey, we're getting an open mic started. You got to come and try it out. And so I went there the first week. I watched it. I was like, these guys aren't that funny, so maybe I'll give it a try.
If they suck. If they suck,
I can't be that bad.
That's right.
And that's how I got started.
It's interesting what passes for comedy in the early stages.
You ain't kidding.
It's like, you can stand on stage and tell a bunch of one-liners about your dick. That's pretty much
it. Oh, you were at my last set.
That one about the way your balls are supporting your dick, that was a good one. Open mics are the same everywhere. Everybody starts that way, but it's good, man. Enjoy it, keep with it as long as you can. But obviously you have this great fallback because you're buying this restaurant. And I wish you nothing but success. This place is fantastic. I don't live here, I'm not from here, but I feel like this is an institution. You know, it's one that should continue to live, so thrive. So it's good that you're keeping it together.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man, and thanks for the interview. You're gonna when you do get famous, how are people gonna get in touch with you?
Well, when I do get famous, you can always find me on Facebook. Fat Sandwich Company Champagne, or you can, come to Fat Sandwich. I'm here every day.
What's the website for Fat Sandwich?
FatSandwichCompany.com.
FatSandwichCompany.com. What, FatSandwich.com? That was taken?
That one's taken, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who the hell's taking FatSandwich.com?
Hell if I know, but Fat Sandwich Company, that's it.
I'm going to look that up.
Please do it. Let me know.
Not Fat Sandwich. FatSandwichCompany.com.
That's right.
All right, Mike, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's been an honor.
Folks, it's been On the Road with Dr. Brian. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm there, I'm everywhere. Blues, women, and blues.